CliffCentral.com. Before we get onto anything else, would you like to have some news?
Yeah.
Or would you like to have Eastranders? What are you more in the mood for?
I vote Eastranders.
Oh, I knew you would.
We haven't had Eastranders in a while.
Yes, that's true. Yes, actually, it's been a bit quiet on the East Rand. You would think that English cricketer, ginger one.
Ben Stokes.
You'd think he was from the East Rand, right? The way he behaves when he's out in public. So, ladies and gentlemen, for your pleasure this morning, it's time for a little East Randers. And remember, if you know any great East Rand stories, you can always pass them on to us. Just send them to gareth@cliffcentral.com. Amanda has sourced a few of her own. Let's get to this morning's bumper edition. Amanda, do you want to introduce this one and let us know who this is? Or do you have any insight before we get into it? No, I can't hear you. You're going to have to come in here. Sorry. Hey, don't know what's wrong.
Hey.
Sorry, Amanda. Hey. Don't know what's wrong with your microphone. We'll figure it out. All right, what do we got?
Well, all I can say is this person is Buck Wild. So
Buck Wild?
Yeah, that's a little bit of an Eastern term we use a lot.
All right.
A bit of crazy.
All right, well, let's get to it. Let's see what we've got here this morning. Eastranders, a special edition for today. All right, here we go. Let's first get the music going, and then here it is. For God's sake, is nothing working?
Beers, and after two or three beers, I dropped the question, asked him to be my best man, and obviously he said yes. So after that, it was decided that we would now go out and celebrate. Off we went from bar to bar and having a great time along the way. And somewhere along the line, we managed to hitchhike and pick up a lift with a couple of Afrikaans guys and a bucky. And we were going through Benoni and hitting every bar that side of Benoni, having a real party. And by the end of the night, you always land up at that last stop of your night. We landed up at the last stop somewhere in Benoni, where they serve alcohol till 2 or 3 o'clock. And after closing down that bar, we were walking out. We said goodbye to the bucky full of Afrikaans guys. And we managed to bump into this couple of this guy and this girl standing outside the bar with their motorbike. And somehow got into an argument. I'm not too clear on the details, but yeah, we got into an argument. Problem being is the couple, the guy was of average size and the girl was a beefcake, to say the least. I'm not a small guy, and she was at least double my size in every way. I'm speaking guns, height, tall, and she was wearing a t-shirt that said weights, protein shakes and steroids or something like that. And somehow we managed to land into a fist fight with these lovely people we had just met. And from my side, luckily I was fighting with the boyfriend. Somehow my friend got stuck with the shemale, we'll call her, and she was giving him proper puss clubs, like proper. And anyway, after the fight and all was said and done, I managed to turn around and we had a look, and the Uber driver that I'd called for was standing there taking a video of the whole situation going on. So the moral of the story being, just be careful who you pick your fights with, because you never know when the woman takes on the man's role and gives everyone good hidings.
Wow. So they got beaten up by a girl, effectively. Is what happens. Jesus. That's a rough place, man.
Dude, I'm just thinking the things that happen in the East Rand are just bizarre.
Well, there we go. There's this morning's episode of East Randers. CliffCentral.com.